see, kind of march us through a timeline. What do you have to start doing now as you wrap up? There's a formula because Boise State has a long history of doing this. Yeah. What do you need to get done? What's the priority list? And maybe even talk a little bit about the season ticket angle that's coming up over the next couple of years tied to the NCAA tournament coming to Boise.
Well, in order to just be considered to get a ticket, you would have had to have been a season ticket holder this past season and next season. So, as you guys know, that tournament sells out in a matter of hours. So, to even have an opportunity to get a ticket to that event in 2018, you've got to be on our season ticket list this year and next year. So that's first and foremost, real important for our fans to know. And
do you know what that number is off the top of your head? How many season tickets there were last year?
Yeah, last year, I'll say last year was 1415, but season ticket sales a year ago were right around 5,400, and then this past season we were a little over 6,000. So, you can do the math. Once the NC2A takes what it needs and holds the seats for their sponsors and all the teams that come in, there's not a lot at the end of the day for us to be able to distribute here locally, so those tickets go very quickly.
And what do you have to do? Is there anything you do at this point? I mean, you got the season ticket holder situation in place. There's really not much you can do this spring, but how does that timeline unfold over the next year or two in terms of what you guys have to do? Any changes to the stadium, to the arena? We know that there's the new video board and the new ribbon boards. That was in part for the NCAA tournament. Anything else you have to add or change or tweak?
Yeah, we've got to work on some ADA issues that were identified the last time we went around and had an audit done within our building, and we're in the process of making some of those changes. They're not real major changes. One of the biggest things that we were asked to do to even be able to consider it going forward was to add the new video board and the ribbon board. We had to improve our sound system, some of the viewing angles, which we've done, Mike. So I think from a facility standpoint, we're certainly ready to go. We've also changed our ticketing process in terms of adding scanners so it's easier for people to get in the door, which I think was a real nice addition this past season. I think fans were pleased that they were able to get in a little bit quicker, and so we've added that as well. We'll probably be in contact with the NC2A committee and the people that run those events during next basketball season in preparation for the following season, but we really haven't had much conversation with them yet, but that's going to happen sometime at the end of the next basketball season to get ready for the tournament.
Ask the AD with Boise State Athletic Director Kurt Apsey. And one final subject we wanted to touch on, Kurt, was the state of Mountain West basketball, because 3 years ago it was, like number two in the RPI for much of the season, five teams in the NCAA tournament. This year, the dreaded one-bid league tag has been placed on the Mountain West, and Fresno State, the tournament champion, was saddled with the number 14 seed. What do you think can be done for the Mountain West to bounce back and get back up to the level it's accustomed to?
I don't think we have to do much differently. I mean, we had some bad losses, and when I mean we, I mean as a conference, we had some bad losses. We certainly didn't have an abundance of big wins against high RPI teams, and that's not common. I don't think we have to go into panic mode. I think they've got a scheduling format within the conference that demands that we try to make those schedules as tough as possible in the non-conference season. And, this year was probably just one of those years where it all kind of unfolded in terms of our results non-conference with every team, up and down the list. And so I don't think there's a big concern. I think we've got to make sure that we're consistent with the scheduling thought process that the conference has put together. I don't think we strayed away from that this year. I mean, we had a very, very difficult schedule, as you guys know, in the preseason. And so we're going to keep going through that scheduling model. And I think as long as we do that and these coaches and these programs continue to support these basketball teams like they have in the past, I don't see that remaining similar to what happened this year. I think it was one of those unfortunate years where we had some bad losses and we didn't have a lot of big wins against high RPI teams. And we'll get back to doing what Mountain West basketball is all about. I don't think it's time to panic.
Okay, Kurt, thanks. I was going to ask you one very quick question. Steve Fisher, head coach at San Diego State, is a proponent of reducing the conference schedule from 18 games to 16 to allow teams to seek more high-profile games. On the other hand, those high-profile games are really hard to get. What would you think about a reduction in the number of conference games?
Well, I'd stick to your latter comment. We already have a hard enough time getting teams to play us here, and you know, not that we're not willing to go on the road, but Tom, you know, we've got to be careful there. We've got to be able to get teams to come here, and I think if they're thinking about adding to the non-conference schedule, I just think that makes it more difficult. I'm not sure of why Coach Fisher is saying that. Maybe it's a little bit easier for San Diego State to get home games against more high-profile teams to come into San Diego, but I know that's a struggle for Boise State, and I have not had that conversation with Leon, but I guess in my view, I like the 18-game schedule, and I wish that the NC2A put a little bit more ownership on that in terms of evaluating a team because, you know, night in and night out in this conference, it's tough. And I think that there should be a little bit more reward for a team that goes through an 18-game season in terms of being looked at for the NC2A tournament. Sometimes that happens. Sometimes it doesn't, just based on how difficult your conference is or how well our teams are playing. But I like the 18-game schedule. I would not be a proponent of taking away games in the conference to put a bigger strain on the difficulty of getting non-conference games, especially when you're trying to get more home games.
Excellent, Kurt. Thank you so much for your time today, and enjoy Lyle's 100th birthday party on Saturday. Thanks for taking the time. We'll be back next week here on Ask the AD. Thanks.
Appreciate it, guys. Thanks for having me.